Hi, this is Nathan W. Bingham, host of Renewing Your Mind, and I want to invite you to join us in Orlando for our Ligonier National Conference. Beginning May 23rd, Christians from around the world will gather to hear biblical teaching and enjoy fellowship together. This year's theme is The Way, the Truth, and the Life. Over 3 days, we'll focus on the person and work of Jesus Christ. To learn more and register, visit ligonier.org/2024.
Welcome back to 5 Minutes in Church History. We are still on the road, making our way through California and looking at some pivotal moments in American Christianity that happened here. We've been in Los Angeles, and we remain in the greater Los Angeles area. We are in Pasadena. It's a beautiful sunny day, and I'm on the campus of Fuller Theological Seminary. This seminary played a key role in the post-World War II evangelical resurgence in American Christianity. It was founded by Charles E. Fuller, a host of a weekly radio program, and by Harold Ockingay, who was pastor at Park Street Church on the East Coast in Boston. Ockingay was a student of Machen's at Westminster. In fact, Machen preached his ordination sermon, and Machen preached his installation sermon when Ockingay was ordained as a minister in the Philadelphia area. Then he was installed in a church in Pittsburgh, and then he made his move to Park Street. Well, 1947, these two joined forces and founded Fuller Seminary. This is right at the beginning of an evangelical resurgence coming out of the war. It was founded to counteract a separatism and an anti-intellectualism of certain strands of fundamentalism. Well, let's take a look at some of its founders, some of its early faculty, and some of the emphases of this institution. A bit then on Charles Fuller. He was born in 1887 in LA, and he died in 1967 here in Pasadena. He had a weekly radio program, the Old Fashioned Revival Hour. He was converted in 1916. He was mentored by R.A. Torrey, president of what is now Biola College and Talbot Theological Seminary. He had a church, but around 1930, he went on the radio. And after a few years, the radio ministry grew and demanded his attention, and so he passed off the church and went full into the radio program. Through the 1940s, he had an auditorium in Long Beach, California, and his radio program was recorded live before an audience. Well, in 1947 was the founding of the seminary. That original faculty consisted of a number of giants of the story of American evangelicalism. Everett Harrison was a biblical scholar and part of the team. Carl F.H. Henry taught theology. The same year Fuller was started and founded, he published his book, The Uneasy Conscience of Modern Fundamentalism. Many see that, as well as The Crusades by Billy Graham here in L.A., as the beginnings of the modern instantiation of evangelicalism. Also on the faculty was Harold Lenzel, taught theology and apologetics. He's going to play a crucial role in the next 2 decades, especially with his book in 1976, The Battle for the Bible. Wilbur Smith was part of that faculty. He taught English Bible. They were soon joined by Edward J. Carnell. It was Ockingay who was the first president, and yes, he had his church in Boston and was president of a seminary in California. And this was a time when there was certainly air travel, but not quite as efficient as our day. So he was a busy man. And very quickly, that was just not tenable. So Carnell becomes the second president. Well, initially, Fuller was committed to a conservative evangelical theology. But in the 1960s, faculty were coming in. You began to detect different influences among them and at the seminary. And it all came to a head in 1972, where the doctrinal statement of Fuller Theological Seminary was changed and the issue orbited around the word inerrancy. Harold Lenzel left the seminary a few years later, wrote his book, Battle for the Bible. Right after that, we have the Chicago Statement on Inerrancy. And a lot of that was a response to things that were happening not only here at Fuller, but in other pockets of American evangelicalism. Well, fascinating take on all this, and if you want to read it, it's the book by George Marsden, Reforming Fundamentalism. It'll be a great education on that post-World War II American evangelicalism and the role that this seminary, Fuller Theological Seminary, played in that important moment of American Christianity. Well, I'm Steve Nichols. On the campus of Fuller Theological Seminary in sunny Pasadena, California, and thanks for listening to 5 Minutes in Church History.
As we finish up this week, let's go back to that early church apologist, defender of the faith, Athanasius. He wrote, "In a word, the achievements of the Savior resulting from his becoming man are of such kind and number that if one should wish to enumerate them, he may be compared to men who gaze at the expanse of the sea and wish to count its waves."